Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, the lovely Kiki. 847.
Sim.
Sim. Did I do it?
There you go.
Sim.
Sim.
I do a lot.
Today, sunshine. Chance for rain later on, high of 50. Tonight, low of 40. A little brisk. Kiki, you got some leaves to rake.
No, you know what? No, you don't.
It is
you
a know, good workout.
You know why you don't have
because
leaves to rake?
Because we're just going to mow over them?
No, because scientists proved it that it's BS to rake your leaves.
You need to mow. You should mow them.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
mow. You mow over them.
You know, you've never mowed our yard once.
Because you won't let me.
Yeah, it's because you'll do a terrible
job. I love
job.
Mowing. I do. Yeah. I grew up, I was the mower since I was like 8 years old.
Did you have to push mow, though?
We had a push, and then as I got older, I did have a riding one.
Now
because we lived out in the country. We had a massive, mm-hmm. we had a lot of land. So I would mow for like 3 hours.
Now when you mow, do you go all the way around the outside and work your way to the middle, or do you go back and forth with
yes.
the stripes?
Well, no, I would go around in a circle. Uh-huh. I'd go around the outside and work my way in.
Around the outside.
I can't believe my mom let me mow, though, because I would wreck the lawnmower all the time. One time I got too close to a low barbed wire fence, mm-hmm. you know, on the bottom.
Barbed wire fence.
I will never be able to say that. Anyways.
Barbed wire fence.
And I got the wheel wrapped up in the fence. And then several times I would get too close to a tree and the wheel would start to go. I would start to climb the tree, basically. But it taught me, you know, just hop off. And so I jump off because I had the seat that once it popped off, it would shut down.
And when it gets when that blade gets caught up a little bit in the leaves, you just get off and reach underneath there and just loosen it up.
We used to play a game where we used to play this fun game where my brother and I would take turns driving over gravel in the lawnmower, and the other person would have to dodge rocks.
Oh my gosh!
That's my mom and golf balls now.
We had to dodge turtles. We had a pond, you know, in the field
behind
us.
It's real hard to dodge a fast moving turtle.
No, I'm saying they would just be like hanging out there and you wouldn't see them. I'm saying like that was our struggle was like running over turtles. Yeah. We'd have to make sure we didn't run over turtles.
But you'd get turtle soup out
That's
of it.
That's true.
One time my dad ran over a huge snapper and real wrecked him. He was
done riding
for.
A snapper lawnmower?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, snapper lawnmower.
But he
lawnmower.
Did say, well, we're going to have turtle soup today.
See, I always thought the lawnmower is like if you got to put in the turtle setting if you're going to kill turtles.
That's right.
If you're trying to catch a rabbit, you put it to the rabbit setting and that's how you kill rabbits.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow.
Is that what it's for?
That's pretty evil.
Good God. For both of you.
I put it in the elephant setting and ran over an elephant once.
That was a terrible elephant. Jesus.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And just so we don't have any PETA calling us, no animals were harmed in the making of that break, okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
for
no.
God's sake.
I would cry if I accidentally heard it.
It's too bad they don't have a Brock.
It didn't happen
setting.
Very often. Most time it would just go over the turtles.
Say it again. Say it again, Hunter.
What'd you say?
I said it's too bad that they don't have a Brock setting on.
Oh, my God.
Your dumb vocabulary for today.
But the blades wouldn't hit him because he's too short.
Yes! That was actually funny. For once, you said something funny on this morning show. Your dumb vocabulary, as always, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville, home, car, life, motorcycle, boat insurance. He also works with contractors to insure them for general liability, equipment coverage. So if you're one of those or anybody else, give him a call. Chris!
Turtle insurance.
Turtle insurance.
Rabbit insurance.
Are you running over too many turtles? Call Chris.
There you go.
I'm going old school. I'm going old school on this one. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Donkey punch.
Ooh, a donkey punch.
Donkey punch.
Donkey punch. That's with your back leg. And you kick someone. No, that's a donkey kick.
No. No. That's just a kick.
No, it's not. It's a donkey kick when you kick someone with your back leg.
That is
a few different definitions for this.
Okay, donkey punch.
It's
the one to the back.
You're never going
to
get it.
It's the back of the head.
Nope. Right?
No, that's not it.
Negative.
Donkey punch. Donkey punch. I know I've heard this.
It's definitely sexual.
Is it? Is it sexual?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I'm thinking of all the fights. Like, I'm trying to remember some Mortal Kombat moves.
It is
see if donkey punch was over on there.
That's Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Donkey punch. It's while you're having sex with someone.
Oh, no.
You punch them in the side.
Why?
It tightens everything up.
Oh.
Your face. Example, nothing better than a nice donkey punch.
So it's basically a kidney punch.
Yeah, yeah, but it's more fun to say donkey punch.
Ribs are better, because especially when you're exhaling.
Is that? That's the worst thing I've ever heard. Why would you punch someone while you're trying to...
Well, when two people love each other and they have that type of relationship.
If you ever donkey punched me, I would take an elbow to your
face.
I've
thought about it. I have thought about it. There's
it would
times.
Be a instant reaction.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
You guys are dumb.
I'm pretty happy with it.